This is 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. And Wednesday mornings at about 10 minutes to 10 o'clock, we take occasion to focus on that word community. Now, we hear from a lot of you that you'd love to be out in the community more. You'd love us to be out in the community more, telling the stories of these communities that we serve. So we jumped at the opportunity to partner with another media organization that was doing just that. Concentrate Media has this great project, On the Ground IPSE. We are proud to be a media partner with them. And once again this week, we're talking with Brianna. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're talking about the article that just came out today and some ways that you can get involved. So first, let's talk about the ways that you can get involved. You're doing the community newsroom today.
Right. It's our last community newsroom.
Last one. All right.
Mm-hmm. So at Cultivate. From 4 to 7 p.m.
Speak now or forever hold your news piece, I guess. And then the Facebook Live thing, you're doing that today as well?
Yeah, I'll be interviewing County Commissioner Ricky Jefferson.
Cool. So if you want to get in on that, that'll be during the community newsroom.
Yep.
You can watch it on Facebook as well. And it's
Facebook.com,
Concentrate A2,
yep,
right?
That's right.
It only took me a couple months, but I finally started remembering that. Of course, we can find you at concentratemedia.com. And you love ideas from these people that are listening right now. So you, if you have an idea for something in Ypsilanti that needs to be covered, and here's the general philosophy, and we'll use this as a bridge to bring in the guest and talk about this week's article. We see a lot of negative headlines coming out of Ypsilanti. I know that there's a perception of major media, especially Detroit media and statewide media, that if it happens in or near Ypsilanti, it gets into the news, it's likely because a robbery, a drug deal gone bad, crime, issues in schools, take your pick. We have a mission here, and we don't just serve Ypsilanti, we serve the county on the whole, but our home and our heart is here in Ypsilanti, and we have a mission that mirrors the project goal of On the Ground IPSE, which is to acknowledge, yep, you know what, there are problems, but there are people every day working hard to make those problems go away, to make our community better, to raise our quality of life. Let's focus on that. You know, we're not Pollyannas here, we're not simply just positive, but man, there's just so much good that we could be talking about. So that's our bridge for what we're talking about this week. I know
Amen.
That, yeah, thank you. And, that's Alex. Alex is going to get introduced in a minute. The ACM, the American Center for Mobility. Big news of being built over at the old Willow Run plant.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a basic overview. What was your article about? What was your focus? And what can we read?
Well, the time peg is they're wrapping up road construction here in the next couple of weeks. But I just wanted to talk to residents from the West Willow neighborhood and really get a sense of what, you know, their hopes or opinions or concerns about the facility are.
Okay. So the place that this new development will play in making our community better, but
mm-hmm.
really specifically the neighborhood that just right there adjacent that West Willow.
Right. That site has been so historic for that neighborhood for decades. So it's really interesting to kind of explore what the potential impact could be on the neighborhood with a new facility on that site.
So you brought in a guy that grew up there.
Yep. Alex Thomas.
Knows it inside and out and is in the neighborhood association. But just want to make clear that, you know, we'll try and differentiate between Alex's opinion and the neighborhood association opinion because we value both of you. But just want to make clear when you're speaking for you and when you're speaking for the neighborhood association, which I think is okay with everybody, right?
Yes.
All right. So, Alex, good morning.
Good morning, Patrick. I appreciate that, too.
Thank you. Yeah. And we do value your input. And, you know, if it's not clear, just, you know, feel free to jump in and let us know. This is Alex's thought or this is something we discussed at the Neighborhood Association. But tell us a little bit about you, your history with IPSE, and why you're here today.
Oh, well, again, thanks again, Patrick. Thanks, Brianna. I grew up in West Willow, moved there in 76, and it was an awesome place to grow up, diverse neighborhood, solid working class. I really feel fortunate later in life to have had that upbringing. My mother has stayed in that home since 76. So, you know, your heart's where your mom's at and where your neighborhood. So, but I've traveled quite a bit since then. I studied business administration in Louisiana, had some business background in purchasing, customer service, worked at the university as a financial aid counselor in the medical school financial aid office. And then the last 8 years, from 2008 to 2016, I was teaching English in Shanghai, China. Came back last year to West Willow because my mother's getting a little older. I'm blessed that she's in good health, but when I came back in February last year, I saw some changes in my neighborhood.
So it's 40 years since the first day little Alex moves in, and now adult, business-minded, world traveler Alex comes back to the neighborhood where he grew up. What are those differences? What do you see?
The differences are, you know, there's a great movie I was thinking on the way over here, Menace to Society in the early 90s, and I was directed by the Hughes brothers. In the opening scene, it shows at a low angle, the angle from a five-year-old, from the kid in the house. And when I come back, I look at, I think, what would a five-year-old Alex be in West Willow? Just the iconography, the images.
The sights and sounds.
Yeah, what you take in. And I honestly feel it's tragic. I was blessed to grow up in a neighborhood where there were lots of caring adults, varying from like neighborhood alcoholics to civic leaders that took an interest in me. You didn't see litter on the ground. Crime wasn't a concern. Definitely,
pride. There was pride in the community.
Oh, definitely pride in the neighborhood. We had a local elementary school. We had a local press. So that crime, education, and oh my God, the economy. We had two vibrant automobile plants, and we had about, I think we were discussing earlier, 40% larger tax base than we have now.
Well, nobody was getting rich there. I mean, but it was a good upper middle class kind of blue collar neighborhood.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. I played T-ball. We had other township and county funded extracurricular activities. I was a Cub Scout. I even think I made it to Weeblos. But it was much more vibrant, much more activities available, much stronger sense of a community. I can't stress the importance of the effect of the absence of a local press, the Ypsilanti Press we used to have all the time. And then we only had a section of the Ann Arbor News, and then that's gone. Yep. So now we just have crime reports on M Live, which is pretty much the only coverage.
Right, but you know, we that's why we're trying to do this. I mean, we're in a news desert. We acknowledge that, and it is a... It's a threat to democracy, but it's also a threat to our neighborhoods and local level, because when you're beaten up with bad news 24/7, eventually start to believe it, you know, and then that's a vicious cycle. So the ACM gets announced, and you know, talk about, from your perspective, what role could this play in the neighborhood and helping raise quality of life, helping to try and get back to that place of pride?
I love the question. You said, what role could it play?
Yeah.
It could be transformative. Oh, my God, it's a world-class high-technology facility. I mean, you get some of the best brains and talent in the world. And oh, my God, they have the skills in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, what we know that tomorrow's jobs are going to be about. And guess what? West Willow, our kids aren't doing that well in those subjects. There's a huge achievement gap, but even generally, just across the board, I mean, there's issues with that curriculum. So they're just poised. They can take a transformative role, come up with some type of after-school programming. I mean, I'd love to see a world-class STEM facility in the middle of the neighborhood. But, hey, you have to, you know, meet people where they're at. At the very least, I think we could have some after-school tutoring support program, something like that.
So from the Neighborhood Association's perspective, have you already started talking to folks at the ACM about how that could become a reality?
No, not officially within the Neighborhood Association. But I am a non-voting member of the executive board, and I'm an advisor. So just what you've heard are my personal thoughts.
Yep.
And I can tell you, just as a resident, that's something that's definitely going to be introduced down the road, it's definitely consistent with what I feel is a strong sentiment within the Neighborhood Association. But it's down the road because, if I can put on my advisor hat, we really want to hear from the neighborhood. And I can't speak for the Neighborhood Association. The Neighborhood Association is not going to speak for the neighborhood until we hear, well, you know, what everyone thinks. We're about approximately 1,200 home communities. So
I think you have to deal, too, that with the neighborhood, the you don't want them to see this as a rainmaker. You know, that this is not some miracle bringer that is going to solve all the world's problems just because they're building this facility. That, you know, best case scenario, they could get in that relationship and help grow together. But worst case, there's no guarantee that this beautiful new thing being built in the neighborhood, basically in the land connected to your neighborhood, is actually going to benefit you.
Brianna, Patrick, I can tell you there's no concern about it being viewed as a panacea or a cure-all or anything that. The narrative. It's a Midwestern neighborhood that's had the economic base knocked the bottom out of it. I mean, they're looking at the history and they're seeing what the powers that be, what does happen. I think they're hopeful, but
definitely. They're cautious.
It's kind of in a show me state.
Yeah.
But we did get some great landscaping from them.
Well, and I heard that, you know, and it's not an uncommon story. I'm sure the neighborhood's been made a lot of promises over the last few decades, and it had a lot of hopes. and had a lot of hopes dashed. So it's hard to pin your hope to something new after all those years of really thinking, well, this might be it, this might be it, this might be it, or just decades or years of being ignored, you know, pretty much.
Well I'm going to definitely keep on listening to you guys and hope you get some more voices from the community.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was away. But I can say I think that as far as promises, just the implicit, an implicit and general understanding, that type of promise that your city officials, your business leaders are going to be taking your thoughts and best interests in at heart when they're making their decisions. And I think there's a feeling that maybe that promise was broken, but I don't know the history of the legislative history and things like that. Yeah.
Perfect.
Brianna, thank you so much for bringing in this great guest today. Alex, thank you for being here. Again, Community Newsroom today.
Cultivate
4 to 7. The last one.
Last one.
Speak now or forever hold your peace on the news. This is 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti. Find everything you need at WEMU.org, and we'll link over to Concentrate Media. We'll link over to the West Willow Neighborhood, the new West Willow Neighborhood Association. Maybe you can grab some of those podcasts, throw them up there as well. Good morning.